事改编本，学生用书第二册，由上海外语音像出版社、上海外语教育出版社和爱迪生维斯里朗文出版社联合出版。
Revision Lesson 1. The holidays are over.
Hurry up, children. It's 8 o'clock. Wash your hands and faces and clean your teeth. Now put on your clothes and go downstairs. Now eat your breakfast, both of you, and be quick.
Oh, Mum, do this, do that. What a rush!
I'm sorry, children. The holidays are over. Off you go to school.
Revision Lesson 3. Photographs of our holiday. Sandy and Sue are going to school. On the way, they meet Billy and Tom.
Hello, Billy. Hello, Tom.
Hello, Sandy.
Hello, Sue.
Look at these photographs of our holiday, Billy.
Show them to me, please, Sandy.
Give them to Billy, please, Sue.
Here you are, Billy.
Pass them to me, too, Billy. Look at this funny photograph of Sandy at the seaside.
Revision Lesson 5. A pair of sunglasses. Mother is at a shop.With father. She wants to buy a pair of sunglasses.
I want to buy a pair of sunglasses, please.
Try on this pair, madam.
Do you like them, Jim?
No, I don't like them at all. They don't suit you. Take them off. Put on this pair.
Do you like them?
Yes, dear. They suit you very well.
Revision Lesson 7. Please pay attention. Miss Grant is Sandy's new teacher. She is giving her class a lesson. But Sandy isn't paying attention to Miss Grant. He's looking out of the window.
What can you see out of the window, Sandy?
I can see some boys playing football in the playground, Miss Grant.Is it an interesting game, Sandy?
Yes, Miss Grant.
Well, our lesson is interesting, too.
Please pay attention to me and don't look out of the window.
I'm sorry, Miss Grant.
Revision Lesson 9. Can you tell us the way?
We don't know the way to Station Road.
Let's ask that man. Excuse me.Can you tell us the way to Station Road, please?
I don't understand.
Can you tell us the way to Station Road?
I don't speak English very well. I'm a tourist. I come from France. I live in Paris. We always ask tourists the way.Revision Lesson 11. Professor Boffin. Professor Boffin lives opposite the club. He is a very clever man, but he never remembers little things. The professor usually leaves home at 8 o'clock. His wife often runs after him and gives him his umbrella. He always forgets.Sometimes there's a heavy shower, but Professor Boffin never notices little things like that. Revision Lesson 13. Mrs. Gasbag. This is Mrs. Gasbag. She lives next door to the clock. She's a terrible gossip. She usually does her housework in the morning,But this morning, she isn't doing her housework. She's looking out of the window. What can she see? She can see Professor Buffin. Professor Buffin is wearing his hat and is holding his bag and umbrella. But he's still wearing his pajamas, and Mrs. Buffin's running after him. Revision Lesson 15, The Weighing Machine. Sandy and Sue are coming home from school. They meet Professor Buffin. Professor Buffin is taking his coat off.
What are you going to do, Professor Buffin?
I'm going to weigh myself, Sandy.
Where?
I'm going to weigh myself on this weighing machine. I'm going to put a penny in the slot. There. What's the matter, children?
You're still holding your coat, Professor Buffin.
Lesson 17. Flour and water.
Mum, we are going to make some paper hats.
We want some things.
Have you any paper and glue, Mum?
I have some paper, but I haven't any glue.
You can make some glue with flour and water.
Have you a bowl, Mum?
Yes, I have one. Here you are.
Now we can mix the flour and water. Stir it, Sandy.
Sandy, what are you doing?
I'm eating it. It's lovely.
Ugh!
Lesson 19. Sandy's Money Box.
Sandy wants to buy a present for Miss Grant, but he hasn't much money.
He has lots of money in his money box. Listen. It's full of money. Give it to him, Sue.
Here's your money box, Sandy. Open it.
All right, Sue. How much money has he, Sue?
He hasn't much, Mum. His money box is full of buttons. He has 24 buttons and 3 pennies.
Lesson 21. Father hangs a picture. I'm going to hang this picture here.
Can I help you, Dad?
Yes, Sue. I need a piece of chalk. I want to put a mark on the wall. Now I need a hammer and some nails.
Here you are, Dad. Be careful, Dad. Don't hit your fingers.
Ouch! My fingers.
What's the matter with Dad, Sue?
He's all right, but he needs some sticking plaster.
Lesson 23. Professor Buffin's umbrella. My goodness, it feels nippy this morning. What's it like outside, dear?
It's not a nice day. It looks cloudy. I'm going shopping now.
Goodbye, dear.
Good morning, Professor Buffin.
Good morning, Mrs. Clark.
Oh, dear, it's raining.
Come under my umbrella.
Thank you, Professor Buffin.
What's the matter, Mrs. Clark?
Your umbrella leaks, Professor Buffin.
Lesson 25. It sounds terrible. Mother, father, and the children are walking in the park.
Look, there's a band. They're going to play some music.
That man's going to sing a song. Let's listen to him.
What do you think of the music, dear?
It sounds terrible.
Stop that noise! I can't hear my own voice. You're very lucky.
Lesson 27. A funny cake. Professor Boffin is going to bake a cake, but he can't find any flour. He goes and gets a big bag from the storeroom.
It's ready now, dear. It looks lovely.
It looks funny to me.
It looks like cement. It feels like cement, too. It has a funny taste. It tastes like cement. My goodness, Professor Boffin, look at this bag. It is cement.
Lesson 29. Mother meets Mr. May.
I'm going to come to school with you this morning, Sue.
All right, Mum.
Who's your new teacher this year?
It's Mr. May, Mum.
What's he like?
He's very tall and thin. He always has a pipe in his mouth. Look, Mum. There he is. The man with the pipe in his mouth.
Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Mr. May. This is my mother.
How do you do, Mrs. Gluck?
How do you do, Mr. May?
Lesson 31. Sandy has a bad cold.
Good morning, Dr. Richards.
Good morning, Mrs. Clark. What's the matter with Sandy?
He looks ill.
Hello, Sandy. How do you feel?
I don't feel well, Dr. Richards.
Open your mouth, Sandy. Show me your tongue. Say, ah.
Ah.
Sandy has a bad cold, Mrs. Clark. He can't go to school.
Isn't he lucky?
Lesson 33. Sandy's medicine.
How is Sandy today, Dr. Richards?
He still has a bad cold, so he must drink this medicine. Goodbye, Mrs. Clark.
Goodbye, Dr. Richards.
Why is Sandy drinking this medicine, Mum?
Because he still has a bad cold.
What's it like, Sandy? Is it nasty?
No, it's very nice. It tastes like strawberries.
I want some too. Ugh! It tastes like poison.
Lesson 35. No parking. Mrs. Boffin is driving the car. Professor Boffin is sitting on the back seat. Mrs. Boffin stops. You mustn't park here, dear. Professor Boffin says. Why not? Mrs. Boffin asks. Because it says no parking, Professor Boffin answers. I don't care, Mrs. Boffin says. Wait for me here. I'm going shopping now. And I'm going to sleep, Professor Boffin says. The police take away the car. And they take Professor Boffin, too. He is fast asleep on the back seat. Lesson 37. Pour it over yourself.
Have some meat, Sandy. Thanks, Mum. And have some potatoes. Help yourself.
Okay, Mum.
Do you want any bread, Sue?
No, thanks, Mum.
May I have some gravy, please?
Of course. Pour it over yourself.
Pour it over myself?
Over your food, silly.
Lesson 39. Haircut or shave?
You must have a haircut, Sandy. Your hair's very long. Go to the barber's now.
All right, Mum.
Here's some money. Thanks, Mum.
Who's next?
I am.
Do you want to have a haircut, sir?
A haircut? Of course not. I want to have a shave.
Lesson 41. A fight.
What are those boys doing?
They're having a fight.
Now, boys, break it up. Go and have a wash, all of you.
Let's have a wash, Billy. We're hot and dirty.
Billy, look in the mirror.
Why, Sandy? Because you have a black eye.
Lesson 43. Where's the key? Where's the car? Where's the key to my car, dear? I can't find it.
You are careless. The day before yesterday, it was in this tin, but it isn't here now. Yesterday, it was in this box, but it isn't here now.
And where is it today, dear?
Perhaps it's in your car.
I must go and have a look.
Well, what's the matter now?
Now, I can't find my car. Lesson 45. Sue's diary.
What are you doing, Sue?
I'm writing in my diary.
Can I see it, please?
No, you can't. Where were we yesterday, Sandy?
We were at school.
Where were we the day before yesterday?
We were at school.
Go away, Sandy.
I want to have a look.
Oh, all right.
It's not very interesting. It says school, school, school.
Lesson 47. Professor Buffin's shoe. That's funny.
What's funny, dear?
I can't find my shoes. They were here a minute ago.
Perhaps they're under the bed. Have a look.
No, they aren't there. Where's our dog?
He was here a few minutes ago. Look, there he is. And there are your shoes.
Lesson 49. Scientists are clever men.
How long ago were you in America, Professor Boffin?
I can't remember. Let me see. I was there in 1960.
How many years ago was that?
Let me see. 1, 2, 3... Yes, I was there 10 years ago.
Scientists are very clever men, Professor Boffin.
But do they always count on their fingers?
Lesson 51. Sue's diary. At the dentist. Sue is writing in her diary again.
Where were we on Saturday, Mum?
We were in the country, Sue.
Ah, yes. That's right. Where were we on Friday afternoon?
Let me see. What date was it?
It was January the 24th.
You were at the dentist.
I'm not going to write that in my diary.
Why not?
I don't want to remember that.
Lesson 53. Put those cakes back.
May I have a cake, please, Mum?
Yes, Sandy.
There are lots of cakes in this tin.
How many can I have?
You can have one.
Oh.
Mum? Sandy's eating a cake. I want one too.
All right, Sue. I can't understand it. There were some cakes in this tin a minute ago, but there aren't any now. Sandy, put those cakes back in the tin, please.
Lesson 55. Professor Buffin buys some eggs.
Go to the grocer's and get some eggs and some matches, please, dear.
Good morning. May I have some eggs and some matches, please?
Eggs and matches. I'm afraid that I haven't any matches.
Well, dear?
He had some eggs, but he hadn't any matches.
Where are the eggs, dear?
Here, in my pocket.
Don't hit your pocket like that. Oh, look at those eggs.
Lesson 57. A lovely treat. Last week, mother, father, and the children had lunch at a restaurant. Mother, father, and Sue had some soup. Sandy didn't want any. Then father and Sandy had some steak. Mother and Sue had chicken. But the last course was the best. They all had strawberries, sugar, and cream. Yum, yum, Sandy said. Did you all have a nice meal? Father asked. Yes, thank you, Dad, Sue answered. It was a lovely treat, Sandy said. Lesson 59. Sue's Diary. Grandma and Grandpa.
Grandmother and Grandfather arrived this morning. They are going to stay with us for 6 days. We waited for them at the station. They travelled by train. The train arrived at 5 o'clock. Grandma and Grandpa had some lovely presents for us. A flute for me and a water pistol for Sandy. We liked our presents very much, but Mother didn't like them at all.
Lesson 61. Mrs. Boffin's Birthday. I want a big bunch of flowers, please, Professor Boffin said. Professor Boffin carried the bunch of flowers home. What lovely flowers, Mrs. Boffin said. Many happy returns, dear, Professor Boffin said. It's the 27th of February today. I remembered your birthday this year. Mrs. Boffin smiled. My birthday was the day before yesterday, she answered. But thank you all the same. Better late than never. Lesson 63. Sue's Diary. The Donkey.
Grandfather and I walked into town a few days ago. On the way, we noticed a lot of people. What's going on? Grandpa asked. Let's have a look, I said. Look, I cried. There's a donkey walking across the road. We both watched the donkey. It was very funny. It stopped in the middle of the road. And it stopped all the traffic, too.